The Oxford English Dictionary cites Gilbert White's letter of 1763 as the first to use a diagonal cross to represent a kiss in correspondence. And as the Natural History and Antiquities of Selborne is written in letters to Gilbert White's friends, I made my poem for him, A Letter to Gilbert White. Dear Reverend White, though long deceased, you live through all that you achieved. Your studies were to detail life, not peer at specimens behind glass. You grew your own, sowed and reaped fruit, vegetables, and a curious mind, recording climate, species, songs, and flights in your clear, upright hand for our delight. Your observations still inspire us, how bats sip from the surface of a pool while on the wing, how swallows meet winter, when swans turn white, which birds sing as they fly, or in the night. You watched wrens eat spiders, saw trees perspire, and knew that not all owls hoot in B-flat. You brought us the boy who ate bees and chronicled the woodpecker's loud laugh. You tell where my sparrows have gone, to fruit trees now the house eaves are too warm. Following you, we trust we will not miss wonders that should be seen. So I, in thanks, sign this, with both a blessing and a kiss.